On the 27th and 28th of November, top genetics researchers from the UK and around the world will gather at the Royal Society in London for the Genetics Society's autumn meeting, entitled Genetic Approaches to Study the Neurobiology of Learning and Memory. I spoke to co-organiser Dr. Matt Jones from Bristol University to get a flavour of what we can expect.
Genetics and neurobiology are intertwined on so many levels and across so many timescales that this was a great opportunity to really emphasise how closely linked the fields are, and in particular to emphasise how technology that allows us to manipulate genetics is informing our understanding of the neurobiology of learning and memory. And we also wanted to focus a little bit on uniting the efforts of scientists who work in model organisms like Drosophila, the fruit fly, which are famous for being very genetically tractable, and the other extreme, people who work on mammalian systems, so in rodents and in humans, and really take the opportunity for the two sort of parallel methodologies to inform each other explicitly, because often those researchers do move in parallel, and that's a shame. We're not taking advantage of each other as well as we should. I guess it's particularly timely in light of this year's Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine, which was awarded for work understanding in large part the nature of spatial memory encoding in the brain. And there'll be some good examples of talks that relate genes and gene function and the use of genetic technology to that spatial navigation system in the brain. So that Nobel Prize does a good job of advertising the importance of this meeting.
Are there any particular talks you're really excited about or techniques you're really keen to hear about?
So a good example is the reward system. You know, a lot of our memories are stored because they relate to important or exciting events in our lives. And that raises a lot of questions about what in the brain is it that tags these events as important or exciting. And there's been some great work done in Drosophila dissecting apart those systems using optogenetics, for example. So a technique that allows you to control neural activity with light, which is easily applied in Drosophila because they're small and somewhat translucent, depending on their life stage. But there are people beginning to apply those technologies in mammals now as well. So the speakers span the globe, some from the US, some from Europe, some from Japan, are really at the forefront of driving forward these techniques and the understanding of learning and memory.
If anyone's listening to this and thinks, yep, I'm in this field or I'm really interested in this field, how can they come along to the meeting? When and where is it and how can they get to come along?
Well, that's the easy bit. So the meeting is at the Royal Society in London from the 27th to 28th of November. You can head along to the genetics.org.uk website and register. We're particularly keen for younger, early career stage scientists to come along, hear from these flashy bigwigs in the field and get the chance to chat with them directly, which can be really important in inspiring people in their future careers and experiments.
And if you're keen to come along, just head over to the Genetics Society website, that's genetics.org.uk, and register now.